The true cost of the RCC, now admitted by Exeter Township Government. $1.25 million loss in all operations. March 15, 2024. At the March 11th Exeter Board of Supervisors, BOS meeting, an amazing transformation occurred before our eyes. The very township government which for years has pulled out every lie that they could dream up about how the Reading Country Club, RCC, makes money has suddenly started telling the truth about the financial wasteland that the RCC is. Of course, there's a motive to the truth-telling, but at least we have the township government finally telling some truth. As the BOS and George Bell were discussing the empowering of interim township manager Larry Pearsall to take steps to begin the process to sell the RCC, Board Chair Jack Pihot took the microphone and laid out the spending situation at the RCC. In his remarks, Pihot gave us the expenditure numbers the township was never willing to admit. $1,327,579 for golf course operations. $219,786 for clubhouse operations. Nearly $712,000 in debt interest and principal. Total expenditures of $2,258,365. Using the year-end numbers provided by the final treasurer's report for 2023, the thing Pihot didn't mention was that the 2023 revenues for the golf course were $1,291,684, which included $210,000 from the proceeds fund. That money comes from the interest earned from the roughly $42 million left from the sale of the wastewater treatment plant. So actual revenue for the golf course, subtracting that $210,000, was $1,081,684. Announced expenditures minus the revenues leaves a deficit of $245,895. But remember, there's $210,000 to be added back in from the transfer. That is taxpayer money and should be accounted for as part of the deficit. Total golf course losses were $455,895. 2023 revenues for the Clubhouse Fund, which is the event space activity of Reading Hospitality Management, RHM, were $138,627. This includes $13,500 in rental income from RHM, which rented office space at the facility. That lease ended after 1 year when RHM decided not to renew. There was also $7,295 in interest in the fund, somehow. That leaves a deficit for this fund of $81,159. The taxpayers of Exeter subsidized a private company, RHM, by that amount to hold weddings, parties, and corporate events at the RCC. Every person who held an event there owes us a great big thank you, because we kept their price down with the subsidy. If the township had charged RHM that $81,159 to make their profit what it was, those events would have been more expensive. You're welcome, brides and grooms. Using their numbers, now that they've finally acknowledged what we've held all along, that the debt counts as a cost, it leaves us with a deficit of more than $1.25 million at the RCC property. That should blow your hair back. Looked at another way, nearly the entire cost of the golf course is a loss. There is no agreement of sale of the RCC, they have things to discuss before they get to even talking figures, according to Pihot. But it is intriguing to note that this BOS in their zeal to get rid of a problem, is willing to do what no board before them would do. Tell the truth about actual expenditures at the RCC. Of course, this was done to grease the rails of a hope for sale. When we had committed golfers on the board, no mention of money could be made, at least, not an honest mention. For 4 years I've had supervisors tell me that counting the debt as a cost is not what should be done, it would be unethical, as the debt has been refinanced and not all of it is attributed to the RCC. But Pihot threw down the gauntlet. This is now part of the record, and an honest telling of what the taxpayer has been subsidizing is finally being spoken.